This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This one for you, Lion. I love you, brother.
Thought I recognized that.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you from KJ Lyons here on WEEI. 617-779-7937. It's also the text line. We are in for the Christian Arcan show. If you missed any of the show, the rewind feature at the Odyssey app is amazing. I'm not just saying that because I get underpaid. I'm saying that because actually this is how you can actually rewind the show. But make sure when you go to WEEI, click the little heart so it saves as a favorite. So every time you come back to the app, it'll bring you right to the station. It even sends you reminders about baseball games and so forth. Just remember, when listening to the baseball game, you can't listen to it on the app while you're in market. You'll have to listen over the air. I think that's the only prerequisite there. Like, if you're in Boston, you have to listen to it through the over the air, and the app will not do it. I'll find out if that's correct or not. I believe that's the case, but it's free. And you can rewind chapters. You can listen to all the shows from earlier today as well. You can even listen to, you can even type in KJ and Lyons, and it will take you to some of the past shows and even some of the other shows that we've appeared on. Just type in Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S, and it'll give you all the shows where John has showed up and where it'll show some of those shows where I've showed up. You type in KJ Carson, it'll show this show, KJ and Lyons, and some of the stuff that I've done as well solo. All right, let's get a text line because we've talked about the Red Sox, Patriots extensively. We'll get to the Celtics before we get out of here tonight. Josh Bracken, what you got?
The 207 says, trading Rafaela for a key second starter is the smartest thing the Red Sox can do right now.
But it may not even take that much to get a quality second starter.
I don't want to do that.
I don't know.
Like Rafaela. I want him around.
Well, the other part of that is, so here's where I'll say I understand where the texter may be coming from with that is. There were some of the frustrations of Rafaela, like, is he absorbing at the plate what needs to, is he getting better awareness at the plate? And if you feel like he's not getting that better awareness as time goes on, then you might have a problem on your hands because you would have said, hey, you might have missed your window to move him for something proven as he's not. But again, this guy's at gold glove level. And I've said this before, if you were okay with Jackie Bradley hitting 184, and got that type of outfield play, well, this guy can get you 250 and get you outfield play just the same.
60 homers too.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So you tend to forget that who's been in center at least over the last 10 years before Rafaela. That was not a power situation, or was it really a regular hitting situation? So it replaces what it is. I think what it does is it just puts the onus on other positions to have either more power or more consistency at the plate in terms of average.
Yeah, and I would not trade. You have a gold glove center fielder who hits 250, 16 homers. I don't want to trade that guy.
Yeah.
And he's already signed to an extension, too.
Now, if he was a left fielder or right fielder, I would listen. That's why you hear Abreu. That's why Abreu's name pops up, right? Because you're like, hey, we don't get the amount of power that you should get from a corner outfielder from Abreu, even though he's the worst, the person who still has the most power on this team. But if you feel like there's something you can either get greater in pitching than what he does in the outfield, or greater at the plate than what he does at the plate, then that's what you consider. But when it comes to speed and defense, and how long have we been saying that how much of a problem the Sox have had up the middle of the field? I mean, you literally trace a ball straight from the bat. You'd be like, oh, my God, don't go to second. Oh, my God, don't let it go to short. Oh, my God, Duran, even though Duran did, he's done better in center, but some of his early problems started when he was the center fielder a couple years ago. Those things have changed. So, yeah, no on the Rafaela for a pitcher. Two more texts, and then we'll look, we're almost at a break again.
The 603 says Stafford has 40 touchdowns and is in a way harder conference. How many above 50 teams has Drake played or Drake won?
Yes, stat boy, girls are actually real too. That's what I hear when I hear that text. Stat boy, no girls. No girls around, no girlfriends, don't know how to talk to a girl. So that doesn't play. If you want it as simple and plainest of English as you need it, take Matthew Stafford off of his team and put Jacoby Brissett on that team. How does that team do? Maybe 500, right, John? Is that what
yeah,
we say?
I'd say they'd be fighting for a wild card spot.
Right.
Maybe
it might be.
Maybe one of the higher, like that five seed, the higher wild card. Yeah.
Right, right. Now, take Jacoby Brissett and put him on this exact team this year. What are the Patriots?
I think they would be maybe fighting for a wild card, but probably on the outside looking in.
No, they would be fighting.
They'd probably be kind of like what the Colts are right now, honestly.
They would be fighting to sit on that plane talking about, like, why do they still have ashtrays on here? And I'm totally kidding. Yeah, they're just, I mean, it would be an improvement, but it wouldn't be. That's the thing. Drake May is the difference. You can tell me how many, like, if Puka Nacua and Davante Adams, who is injured and I think still leads the league in touchdown receptions, does he not? Does he still? I think he still leads the league in touchdown receptions for receivers. And then you've got Puka Nacua, who leads the league in yards received and catches. Like, if you've got those two weapons, you should be in the MVP conversation.
He still does lead. He's got 14 touchdowns.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Think about this. What Matthew Stafford has right now on the field this year is better than what Joe Burrow has on the field. And that's Joe Burrow. And Ja'Marr Chase is, like, when you say Ja'Marr Chase is like, okay, now we can start talking about the other receivers in the league. Right? Like, he has it better than Joe Burrow does in Cincinnati. And I don't think there are too many people who think that, oh man, Joe Burrow, he's got it okay with what he's got in Cincinnati for receivers. God, no. Like, what Stafford has, how can I best put it? Is, you remember those?
And also, too, you got to add, he's got one of the best offensive lines in the league, Stafford does. Like, and May's offensive line has been much better than last year protecting him, but Stafford's got one of the best ones. And that's not even, like, Stafford's having a tremendous year. He's deserving of MVP consideration. But I think if you put all the context in, May, yeah, his schedule's, I guess you could say, a little easier. I'll give you that. But he's got less to work with as well.
So I wonder who's been sacked more. You probably almost want to say that Stafford has probably been sacked more this year than Drake May, correct?
So Stafford has been sacked only 19 times this year. So
May's probably May's been I think he's been sacked more often because there's been more. But here's the thing: May's got a rookie left tackle that's been out of that hasn't played in 4 weeks.
Yeah,
that's what I said. Yeah.
May's been sacked 46 times.
Okay,
crazy.
So there you go.
Stafford only 19.
Okay, so that puts it in even a bigger perspective. Drake May is putting up numbers, while they're not the same apples to apples when you talk about touchdowns. He's been sacked three times as much as Stafford, and is still a 12-win team.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
And some of those sacks, as we know, is like when he scrambles, if he runs out of bounds. But there's still a lot of those sacks, as we know, especially earlier in the year, are pressure sacks.
Yeah, so I'm not really thinking, like, that's really great if you want to throw a bunch of stats. You know, that's, you know, like I always say, like, well, then you should probably say that, gosh, Nolan Ryan shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame because he's given up the most walks. You know, like, you know, when you do great things, you have to look at the inside of the in the realm that you're in.
And again, like Stafford's deserving of consideration. I don't think anybody disputes that, but
he's number two. Yeah.
If you take him off the Rams, they're still really good. If you take May off the Patriots, they're still all right, but they're not anywhere close to what they are now.
But I think what this is about is Stafford is what, in his 17th or 18th year, something like that?
Yeah, 2009 was his rookie year.
That's right, because when I lived in Atlanta, he was a freshman at Georgia. And the only reason I know that is because No. Sean Moreno, you remember him?
Yeah, and A.J. Green was on that team too.
So right? No. Sean Moreno went to is from my hometown of New Jersey and graduated with my younger brother. So I'm always going to know about those guys that came out of high school around 06, 07 in that area, because my little brother did. So two more texts, and then we'll get to trending.
The 207 asks, if you guys could, what Red Sox jersey would you buy right now?
Oh, damn.
I would say Crochet. Because I think he's the best player on the team, and he's locked up long term. Of course, to answer the 207's question as well, I'm holding out hope that they achieve my pipe dream and trade for Fernando Tatis Jr., and I'll buy that the day it comes out. But no, the guys on the team now, I'd say Crochet. Roman Anthony's a good one to invest in as well. I think he's going to be here a long time and probably a top 10 player in the league within the next 2 or 3 years.
So you want him so bad. Could he wear 23? 23 is not a retired number.
No, 20, because Dwight Evans was 24. And then Fisk was 27.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Have you ever seen the blanket that my mother made me? It's a seven feet by four width. It's the Red Sox logo, and it's got all the baseballs with the retired numbers in there, including.
I haven't, but that sounds awesome.
Yeah, so like I cherish that blanket so much that I don't even lay under it. My mother's like, "Oh, it's easy; you can wash it." But it's a hand crocheted, so it's like Betsy Ross done, you know, like with by hand. So, I buy the Roman Anthony jersey, right? Because they've committed to him. A Crochet, I think, is the obvious. But if you know, like,
But Anthony, he's got an 8-year deal, so.
Right. And plus, you walk around the airport and you're walking around with a high number like Crochet on your back. They're like, who's that? You know, with 16, they'll be like, oh, 16. And I think Roman Anthony is being kind of set up to be the next heartthrob because all the pervs and weirdos have reached out to his sister. So clearly, there's going to be a love fest for Roman Anthony. It's going to be a little more tamed. I would definitely say follow the lead of women in this society a little more, guys, because they just seem to have their heads on about things. The computers and phones have not made them go stupid. All right, when we come back, after trending, we'll discuss the Patriots and what the outlook is for the playoffs. We've got the playoff scenarios. If these particular things happen this weekend with Week 17 in the NFL, before we get out of here. So John, you like how I've been kind of milking because knowing that we'll be here at 6 in the morning tomorrow?
Hey, you know what? It's called load management, KJ.
It's called load management. We're pulling a LeBron versus the Celtics in your last time, potentially, here on KJ and Lions on WEEI. It's time to trend with Zach. I'm sorry, not Zach. I heard Zach earlier. With Josh.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. this is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bracket. Yeah! KJ and Lyons, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from WEEI, 617-779-7937. We will do Lions Den right after we look at this playoff scenario, John. Because we are answering the text, and so the people got to give the people their response.
You got to do it.
Got to do it, and we got to stretch this thing out like chewing gum, right? So here's who's clinched so far, and we'll just do the AFC, because do you want to get into the NFC as well?
If we have time, yeah.
Okay, we'll see. So here's who's clinched so far in the AFC. The Buffalo Bills have clinched, Denver, Jacksonville, Chargers, and the Patriots, which is interesting because I thought the Houston but they haven't clinched just yet. So here's how it plays out. Denver, they will win the AFC West division and the number one seed if they win, plus a Chargers loss or tie, plus a Patriots loss, plus a Buffalo loss or tie, and a Jacksonville loss or tie. So let's just say with Denver, they probably are not going to be able to clinch the number one seed just this week just yet. But it looks like if they beat the Chargers, if the Chargers lose and Denver wins, because Denver plays Kansas City on Thursday.
Who they should win.
Yeah. Chargers could lose. We'll see that shortly. But Denver will clinch the AFC West division title with a Denver win and a Charger loss or tie, or a Denver tie and the Chargers lose. The Jags play Indy on Sunday. Indy is out of it now. Jacksonville can clinch the South with a win and a Houston loss or tie, or Jacksonville ties plus a Houston loss. But who wants to discuss all these ties? Well, unless you're Green Bay, like they can't have any more ties, right?
Yeah.
The Patriots, obviously, at the Jets Sunday. They clinch the AFC East with a win and a Buffalo loss. So Buffalo plays the Eagles, correct?
Yeah, so that's a losable game for the Bills. And that's the Patriots. This is where, to me, KJ, I think it gets really interesting for the Patriots. Because if, let's say, they win the AFC East this weekend, right? So Buffalo loses, Patriots win. If they go into Week 18 and they aren't confident they're going to get the number one seed, like maybe they think Denver is just going to beat the Chargers, could they rest some guys in Week 18 with the expectation they're going to play a wild card game right after that? Or are they hopeful they'll get the one seed and get the rest? Like, to me, if the Patriots find themselves locked in to, say, the two seed going into Week 18, then I think we're going to see him rest a bunch of guys. But I don't know if they're going to be quite locked in. I think it's going to be murkier, and it's going to really be, I think, an interesting decision from Mike Vrabel on how he approaches that game.
Well, I think you're going to have to play it out because, again, the scenarios that I gave you for Denver, there's just too many. For them to clinch the West and then, of course, get the AFC one seed, they'd have to win. The Chargers would have to lose to Houston or tie. The Patriots would have to lose to the Jets. The Bills would have to lose to the Eagles or tie. And Jacksonville would have to lose or tie the Colts. Yeah. So I don't see all those events happening this weekend, meaning that it's going to come down to a final weekend.
Yeah, but I think what could happen is, and I agree with you, but I think the possibility exists that Denver wins, the Patriots win, and let's say the Chargers lose. So then you say, okay, well, the Chargers aren't going to be playing. They've clinched a playoff spot, but maybe they rest guys in that last week against Denver because they're going to have to play wild card weekend. So even though you're not technically locked into the two seed, you almost are. So that's where I think the decision could get really interesting.
So I think that only comes across if the Chargers lose to Houston this week, right? So I mentioned the Patriots.
That's a losable game for
them. A losable game, even though it is on the road and it's a late start. But Houston clinches a playoff berth. That's why I said it's interesting that I didn't mention that Houston hadn't clinched, because here's their scenario. Either they win or tie, Indy loses or ties, or Houston clinches at least the tie through strength of victory tiebreaker over Indy. Oh, gosh, that's like Pythagorean theory. Yeah, my goodness. So, really, Houston wins, they're in. Indy loses, Houston clinches the playoff berth. So, if there's somewhere where I say this, Houston gets their answer this week, I think because, A, they beat the Chargers, so that does it, and the Indy loss. Here's where I think it really gets interesting, right, is looking at the lineup of where these, just call them the wild card teams, which would be Chargers, Bills, Houston, right? I think those are going to be your three wild card teams, okay?
Yeah, I agree.
So the Chargers, like I mentioned, they've got Houston and they're at Denver. The Bills have Philly at home. Then they got the Jets at home. Houston are at the Chargers, and then they have Indy at home. I believe the Chargers lose their last two games and finish 11-6. I believe Buffalo wins one, loses one, and ends up 12-5. And I believe Houston wins both games and finishes 12-5. And you know what happens if that happens? If Houston and Buffalo are 12-5? Guess who moves up? Houston becomes the 5 seed. Buffalo would be 6. And the Chargers would drop to 7. So you would have Houston as the 5, Buffalo as the 6, Chargers as 7. Your wild card would look at the Pats versus the Chargers, barring anything happening crazy with Denver. Jacksonville versus Buffalo, Houston versus Pittsburgh, that would be wild card weekend. I think the division ends up looking like Denver versus Buffalo in one game and the Patriots versus Houston in another game.
Yeah, and I think that's the AFC this year. Because you know how in years past, KJ, especially since they've gone to 7 playoff teams, Sometimes that team at 7 was a team like the Steelers a couple years ago. Yeah, they were 10-7, but you didn't really look at them as, you know, some huge threat entering the playoffs. Or I think it was 2022, that Dolphins team that just snuck in the playoffs at 9-8. You know, you didn't look at them as a real threat to do anything that year. Whereas now, this year, I mean, the 7 seeds, the Chargers, that could be a team with 11 wins. And that's really good, that has a guy in Jim Harbaugh that won a college national championship, been to a Super Bowl. They have a great defense. Herbert's a great quarterback. Like that, if the Patriots are the 2 seed, I don't want to play Houston in the first round, in the wild card round at all. That defense scares me. But the Chargers, it's not like that's the thing. Like, there's no, it's not like previous years where there's that team at the 7 seed that you're like, okay, you feel pretty confident that like that'll be a win. It's going to be tough no matter who's the 7 seed.
Yeah, I've been of that thinking after I saw Houston against Buffalo. I was just like, ooh, that's something
I'd almost rather
play.
It be Buffalo. As great as Josh Allen is, like the Patriots have beaten Buffalo already once this year. Yeah. The other game was a one possession loss. And I think if you play them a third time, maybe you can fix some of the defensive issues. You hopefully have Milton Williams and Robert Spillane, who you didn't have against the Bills a couple weeks ago. And I really, even though it's Josh Allen, and I get it, I almost wonder if your chances are at their best in that wild card round playing Buffalo as opposed to the Chargers or Texans.
I think the best case scenario that we could pull for as Pats fans, Pat Nation, is Houston wins their last two games. If you beat the Chargers, then already you're going to be moving the Chargers down just on a head-to-head, right? So If Houston beats the Chargers, let's just say Houston wins two games, the Chargers win one of two. Let's say the Chargers end up beating Denver in that final game. But it doesn't. That would be great, because if the Patriots just win out, then Patriots would become the number one seed, right? So that's the other part of it. Is it's going to be a fascinating couple of weeks, but you would really want Houston to win those last two games, because then they would own the tiebreaker over the Bills and over the Chargers, and would bump them to 5, and potentially move the Chargers down to 6 because of strength of conference schedule, right? That's barring that, you know, because you don't. Unless the Chargers beat Denver, then I have to look. Because I would rather see Denver have to face Buffalo as their opening matchup coming off of their bye week. So, because I believe Buffalo will end up beating I think they beat Jacksonville if they end up in that 6 spot. And Jacksonville's in the 3 spot. I guess the other part is, does Jacksonville get to, you know, if they slip, do they? Well, they won't drop to 4. Pittsburgh's going to stay at 4. I think nobody's going to get to seven losses.
And there's the outside chance Baltimore, I think, can still get in by winning the North, but I'm not.
They would have to win outright.
Yeah, and I don't expect that. Especially with Jackson injured. So it'll be Pittsburgh there. And, like, I mean, because you look at a 4-5 game, let's say it's Pittsburgh versus Buffalo or Pittsburgh versus Houston, like, I'm picking Houston in that game, even though it's in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, if it's like I said, if the wild card shakes out where I think the Pats are the 2, the Chargers are the 7, I like that because, one, Herbert is coming off of the wrist injury on the left side, so he's still kind of milking that a little bit. You get them to fly across country. They're still working with a lot of younger talent on the offensive side of the ball, right? You know, how will Mario Hampton handle being in a playoff situation in Foxborough in January, and these guys are playing in the comfort? So I think it just sets up the idealistically for the Patriots, and I would like to see Buffalo in Denver because it'll say if Denver's for real and they beat Buffalo, you're like, okay, well, Buffalo's out the way. If Buffalo beats Denver, then you say, okay, Denver's out the way, and you know what to expect from Buffalo. Yeah.
And you'd get a home game.
And you get a
Buffalo
home game.
Beat Denver, yeah.
But the Patriots would have to beat Houston. So literally what I have for the AFC Championship, and you might hold your nose, but I'm just telling you, I'm living in my fear. And also the NFL likes to do replays of games earlier in the season. I think the AFC Championship may end up being Buffalo-Houston.
Yeah, it's funny, too, because it wouldn't shock me, KJ, with all the crazy things that have happened in the NFL this year.
Yeah.
If the year Josh Allen gets in as a wild card team and that they don't have good receivers is the year that they go to the Super Bowl. You know
what
I mean?
And not have to play the Patriots to get there.
Yeah, and they don't have to play. And look at the teams the past few years that have eliminated them, right? Joe Burrow's not going to be there. Mahomes and the Chiefs aren't going to be there.
Lamar Jackson's not going to be there.
So it's interesting. Like, I could, because so many, like, ridiculous things have happened this year in the NFL. I could see them being in the AFC Championship game, and I could see them winning it because this is the year they're a wild card. They'll have to go on the road. They don't have the receivers they used to have, but they'll find some way to, you know, not deep analysis there, but it just feels like that's one of those weird things that's been happening this year that I could see happening.
You want me to go really weird? So what if the conspiracy is the reason why Josh Allen was named starter for the Pro Bowl is because they know that Josh Allen won't be available to be there for the Pro Bowl games.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm not going to go there.
Well, because my thing is, it does feel like all things are setting up for Buffalo to they want them to get his participation trophy. I really believe I'd hate to see that, but like I said, the way
and
things
this is
shake
the year
out,
to do it, it, like I said, with no Mahomes, no Burrow, no Jackson, like, look, Denver's defense is terrific. The Jaguars are good. The Chargers are good. Houston is a really good team. But of all the teams that are going to be in the playoffs this year, Buffalo is probably the most battle-tested one. And I know Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin are in Pittsburgh, but the Pittsburgh Steelers haven't won a playoff game since 2016. Right, and a lot of those guys on that team haven't gone deep in the playoffs. So I think it's Rodgers, Jalen Ramsey, maybe a couple of other guys, and that's it as far as guys have gone deep in the playoffs, whereas the Bills have been there, and maybe one of those playoff games, that gives them an edge.
You know who I think would be an issue for Buffalo if they saw them early? Is Pittsburgh, right? It's like if they can get off one game, I don't see Pittsburgh going far, but if like, if they're in a 4-5 matchup and they're going up against Houston, oh, man, they're going to eat Aaron Rodgers for lunch, right? I mean, they've already have offensive line problems. But if you know you're going against the Bills where their defense has been a little bit suspect, their offense is starting to become one-dimensional again, you have enough veterans out there that say, you know what, I've been in these situations. So that's what's kind of strange with Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh probably has the most veteran roster of all these potential playoff teams, right? Like, going into this year, like, with these guys with the experience with Watt and with Haywood, Jalen Ramsey, as you mentioned, Aaron Rodgers, even Kenneth Gainwell in his years in Philadelphia.
Like, what was it, 2 or 3 weeks ago where Buffalo went there and ran it 51 times and dominated them? I don't know if Pittsburgh's going to be able to solve that before, like, between then and seeing Buffalo. Like, I don't know if they'll get their butts kicked like they did in that game, but I don't know if they solve enough.
Well, here's what's crazy about that thought. I totally agree, but if that happens again, they fire Mike Tomlin, right? Because at some point you're like, okay, would we have to wait for a whole nother season just to be mediocre? But if a repeat error, you know the term they use with Patriots, if you have a repeat error where your most embarrassing game of the season happens all over again in the same place, in the same fashion, to the same team with no additional weapons. You know, like, it's not like someone's coming back from injury and suddenly Buffalo's exposed. Suddenly, oh, they didn't have Keon Coleman that game, and watch out now. No, if they do the same thing, you might have to ask, Mike Tomlin, why are you still here? And I love Mike Tomlin. But that would be a situation where if Buffalo saw them and did the same thing again, Tomlin is out. And because of that, I think Pittsburgh would be the team that would play them the toughest. That's also the oldest that would be in the playoff lineup.
Yeah, Tomlin, I feel almost bad for him too, because it's not his fault that they haven't figured out quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger retired.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? But I understand
what
you're saying.
Mason Rudolph is your guy, that's impressive.
They drafted Kenny Pickett the first round. Like, I mean, come on. Like,
and almost pressure too, right? Because he's right there in Pittsburgh. He's at the University of Pittsburgh. They work out at their facility, so he was around the facilities. So from like a Wonderlic kind of community score, Kenny Pickett was probably the ideal guy. We already know him. We don't have to worry about certain things. Then you're like, okay, he wears the gloves because he sucks. You know, like, so, you know, that's the other thing. So, all right. So, hey, you know what? Man, let's do some Lions then. I'm ready to do so. Lions then. Let's do it. Hit it. Hit it, Josh.
See the one about Lions?
Can't lose to this head after.
King of the jungle.
Lions coming in hot there. John, we're doing the remix again?
Doing the remix again.
So the remix works as John asks me questions, and I try and figure, is he lying tremendously or sheepishly? It's not even a sheep. All right, go ahead, brother.
So, listen, I got just one question for you today, KJ.
Just one for Lions Day.
Because, hear me out. Did you watch the college football playoff at all, the first round?
I did, unfortunately, in some regards.
Okay. Because the reason I ask you that is JMU, all due respect, and Tulane, all due respect, they played in the second and third game on Saturday, and they got outscored, KJ, by a combined 92-44. And out of that 44, 14 of those points JMU scored in garbage time. So it was really 92-30 when the teams were trying.
You do know that I did watch that game because I text you, there's a little mini flex, that Alonzo Barnett the third, his father and I, Alonzo Barnett senior, a junior, we went to college together. We stayed in same Cooper Hall at North Carolina A&T. So I know his dad.
And I am a big Bob Chesney fan, the outgoing head coach at James Madison, who's going to UCLA. I've seen him coach up close. I think he's terrific. But I bring it up, KJ, because the committee, their job is to put in the 12 best teams, you would think. And I couldn't help but watch those games and think Texas and think Notre Dame are both better than those two teams. And even Vanderbilt is better than both those teams. And all three of them got left out. And look, I know there's some years where maybe a group of five team or a less renowned team deserves to get in. I think of Boise State last year. I think of TCU a couple years ago when they made the national championship game. No one thinks of TCU as a football powerhouse, but they deserve to get in, and they made a run to the title game. But putting these teams in because you have to, I think does a disservice, because you don't have the 12 best teams in the college football playoffs. So some years, it will be a Boise State. But some years, KJ, it's going to be Texas, and it's going to be Notre Dame, because they're just better, and Vanderbilt. And maybe I'm a little upset because this guy I used to know in my coaching career coaches at Vanderbilt, so I would have gone to that game. But that's a side note.
Little flex.
Yeah, it's a side note. Yeah.
So you know what you're smelling, right? Because it's the stinking up of the college football playoff, and NIL has done this. All right, you can kill the music, Josh. I guess let's stay on this conversation about college football because, so the media person in me, and I don't mean media personality, but, you know, when I discussed the business, I said, you know why it made sense that Tulane and JMU were picked? Because you had to put somebody on TNT. That's the only reason why those two teams got in.
That crossed my mind, too.
It's the only reason why they're in. Because think about it. Miami, Texas A&M, which was an exciting bad game, right? Like, it was an exciting
bad defense.
Right. It was an exciting bad game, but it was on ABC Network. Alabama-Oklahoma, which was a fun game to watch, was on ABC Network. JMU versus, I mean, forgot at this point who they played.
Oregon,
that's
51-34
it. 51-34. That's why I forgot TNT game. What was the earlier game?
Tulane, Ole Miss. And by the way, one other point on this, KJ.
Yes.
Ole Miss played Tulane early in the year and won 56-20. So then they rematched and they won 41-10. Like, again, all due respect to Tulane. They had a great season. They're a good team. But, I mean, you're not going to tell me that if Ole Miss played Texas or Vanderbilt or Notre Dame, it wouldn't have been better?
But watch this. They would not allow those games to be put to TNT based on the value of those teams that would be in that game. Right? You're talking about an SEC technical runner-up, for the, if you really want to call them kind of a technical in Ole Miss, playing against Notre Dame at Ole Miss on TNT? I mean, gosh, ask the NHL how that goes trying to find one of their games. Like, oh, my gosh, how deep into this channel package do I have to go to find them playing? So that's what it was. It was really all about, we can put JMU on TNT. We can put Tulane on TNT. We can't put Texas on TNT. Hell, Notre Dame, NBC Network might fight and make a challenge and say, we should be able to carry the game because we have a major network and you're attempting to put the team we have a contract on a sub-cable network. For those who don't know, there are tiers to this, just like on the Jones and Keefe show. You got tiers, right? Network is tier one, cable is tier two, and even in cable, you start to get to a tier three. So tier two with cable, you're talking your ESPNs, your Fox Sports One. That's going to be your top of your tier. And then tier three would be like a game that's on TNT, TBS, yeah. True TV.
Yeah, those March Madness games on True TV.
Right,
yeah.
Right, exactly. You that's why you never see, once you get to the Sweet 16, there are no more games on True TV. You notice that?
Yep.
There are no more games. There are no more games on TNT. They might either be on TBS or TNT, but they're not eating up all their networks there. So KJ and Lyons here to entertain and school a little bit. But I really believe, because when they did the selection show and everything like that, it was just like, okay, we won't have to go through this again once we get into the extended 16 teams. Because, hey, if you're in the Gang of Five and you're okay, maybe, right? There's room for Texas's and for the Notre Dames and for Vandy, I really think, is a team that should have been in that. Like, if you're going to make an argument of who's kind of like that low-end wild card that should be in there, it should have been Vanderbilt. Just because they were that good from station to station this season.
Yeah, so, and I also think Texas got punished for playing Ohio State in week one. Like, I kind of think, and I know they had the bad loss to Florida, but if
that's why they're not in.
But if they played a cupcake team week one and they went 10-2, do they sneak in over one of these teams? But instead they had three losses, but one of them was to the number one team, defending national champion. I feel like they got a little unfairly punished for that too.
Well, I think they got punished the right way, because if their only loss was to Ohio State at Ohio State to start the season, but yet still beat Texas A&M at the end of the year, where Texas A&M was pretty weak, then you'd say, okay, with a one-loss Texas team, there's no question at all, right? So, but by them losing to Florida, and who's the other loss to? Alabama, they lose that.
You have to check off the top.
Forgot. Yeah, I mean, we're really deep in the college football woods here in New England, but yeah, since it's part of the segment, I appreciate you sneaking in the college.
They lost to Georgia. They actually got their ass kicked by Georgia.
Okay, which is not a bad thing to happen, because guess what? Georgia's the SEC champion. They're the number. To me, I think it's really, and I hate to see it or say it, but it was the absolute right thing to do with with Alabama, right? Because Alabama plays Texas Tech now. Is that who they play next?
Yeah, because Miami plays Ohio State New Year's Eve, and then the other games are on
So there's a belief that, as strong as Texas Tech has been, have they been in front of Alabama?
No, it's Oregon, Texas Tech, Bama, Indiana.
So. Bama, Indiana, that's who it was. Hey, you really believe Indiana is the number one team? Alabama's the perfect team to put up against you to find that out. All right. Look, when we come back, we'll wrap up the show. We'll get to a couple more texts. It's KJ and Lyons in for Christian Arcand here on WEEI.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape.
But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You better not.
KJ Alliance, WEEI, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you. Thank you so much for being here with us through the year and over the last couple of years as well. It's not a goodbye because John and I will be here like in less than, 8 hours? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, so we will be back on the air in about 8 hours, yeah.
What's crazy is because how many hours of sleep is a human being supposed to get?
8, right?
So if we went to bed literally as soon as this show went off and got 8 hours of sleep, guess what, John? We would be late for work.
Yes.
So
our, that means a nice little nap tomorrow afternoon.
Maybe I send an email and find out up top is like, hey, if you work again within an 8 hour period, is there a special code you can enter in terms of the rate? I'm just wondering.
Overtime? Yeah.
Right, exactly. You know, because I a little bit. Maybe they got us working in kind of like a chicken factory somewhere in Nebraska a little bit. You know, so what? Your arms are bleeding. Get in there. There's blood and chicken. Nobody's going to know. Throw it back in there. I'm not saying that's what happens, but yeah. So John and I will be back here in less than 8 hours. And here's the other part of it. How long you let your car warm up now this part of the time of the year?
So I try to limit it. I'll do usually like 3 or 4 minutes just to kind of get it going. But tomorrow I think I'm going to roll out of bed, get in my car, and let it warm up as I'm on my way to the studio, to be honest with you.
You better hope there's enough fluid in there. You'll be like, why? Because that happened to me right after we'd gotten a new car a couple years ago. Maybe I shouldn't tell management that the family has bought a new car. And I'm always thinking, you're not paying me. He's like, fool, you got a new car. So it turns out, well, it wasn't a new car. It was a used car, but it was newer. And it turns out that we didn't know that there was an internal leak at the bottom that you wouldn't know. You're like, what's going on? And so like it ended up freezing. Like it just completely locked and got it towed to the dealer. My wife was just looking at me like, and you thought this was the car that we should get. I'm like, it's great on gas. It's a rear-wheel drive. It's fun to drive. So we'll be here tomorrow. I'm not going to say that we're doing the same show. There are some things that am I lying? There are some things that we have hidden that we will do for tomorrow.
Yeah,
for
so if you're listening now, wake up in 8 hours and listen again.
I mean, think about it. So for those, because don't laugh, but our Christmas tree isn't up. We have not put our Christmas. Seriously, the Christmas tree is not up.
You know Christmas is Thursday, right? Like, you know it's the 25th of December.
So how about I share why that is tomorrow on the Greg Hill Show fill-in that we're here for?
Maybe you can put it up during a commercial break, you know? Just go home, put it up.
I wish I was that fast. You know, some other things I've done that fast.
Same.
One day, let me tell you off the air the story about the Dr. Dre's, what is that song? The next episode, it's only like 3 minutes. What I was able to accomplish in my music days from the start of the next episode to when he went, hey, 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 I can't tell you the story over the air.
I'm looking forward to hearing it.
You want me to tell? I can't even tell you her name. Hit the music, Josh. We're getting the hell out of here off of that one. We're getting out of here. So John and I returning tomorrow. We thank you so much. Look, if we didn't get to your text message, no worries. We'll just collect them tomorrow.
We'll see you in 8 hours.
Yeah, we're the last ones here. So we'll be able to tell if you're screaming at network, but we know that you're screaming at us. So John and I will talk to you again tomorrow, filling in for the Greg Hill Show. It won't be anything too kooky, but it will be KJ and Lyons. Thank you so much. And John, let the car warm up at least 6 minutes.
6 minutes, all right. I'll update you tomorrow.
Well, if I've got to pick you up tomorrow, then I know you didn't listen to me. All right. Josh, thank you again. Have a wonderful holiday and Christmas, brother. Continue the great work you've been doing. And we look forward to seeing you again during this holiday season. We just know that you're not going to be here in the morning, right?
No, you're going to be having real life Tom with you in the morning.
All right. Real life Tom.
The Christopher, yeah. So thank you so much. We'll talk to you again, like I said, tomorrow. And thank you so much for listening to WEEI. See you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.